Ricky, we famous yet? Famous yet?
Hey Jay, play that track.
I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools.
We got the gang in the building.
I really hate this nigga, bro.
Minus one, he called all sick today. Said he got
gonna pop up.
And me, that's no shit.
How you gonna hit?
Yeah. I'm putting cream on the dick. You got a burning sensation.
Wow. Oh my god.
Boy, I gotta go listen to the episode when I ain't coming. See what the fuck y'all said about me.
Say that much.
Put
a
cream on my dick too.
Get you in some
pot. Oh, no, bro. Yeah, you probably was on some pot. No, you. How y'all feeling, man? Miss Mariah, how you? What you got going on?
I'm wonderful.
Come on.
Well, my boy Bruce Lee was like, "When you got that glow,
this dick discipline ass nigga."
I'm proud of you.
Fuck you,
I'm proud of you, Joe.
Thank you. Fuck you, bro. Get myself right.
Lying, man.
From the inside out. Inside out. Jokes and shit.
We trying to. We going to encourage you,
man. Mr. Shower Man.
Ooh, boy. What you been saying? Two. Ooh, wait.
Your dick fall off.
Shit, it might. Good time.
Before I get up and leave this bitch.
Say that,
bro.
I'm Island Boy today.
Baby.
Island Boy.
I'm so ready to have some disgusting vacation sex. My lord.
Bye.
Bunch of slob.
What?
Murky waters.
Ooh.
Bloody waters.
Lord. Bodily fluids everywhere.
Asking you, Shamsie.
Pull out your phone right now.
Call the last person you think, and then ask her for some coochie.
My mama, nigga, that's cool. Come on, man.
Other than your mama.
Skip down. The last.
You better not say your sister some shit like that.
The last woman you text.
Or my coworker.
The last woman you text that ain't related to you.
Fuck y'all. We not doing this on this show. I didn't realize it.
Because he know. Because he know. Oh, thank you.
He know they going to say
okay.
Yeah.
Mister, yeah. I said atmosphere.
Nah, the person who
she won't give you no food.
Nah. We too close. I'm just a liar.
My nigga love having his legs out. He done smacked them bitches by 18 times.
Man, y'all ain't feeling me, man.
Hoochie daddy. Who this?
I've been on the beach with shirt off, chest out, you know what I'm saying? Dog, I know them little old white ladies had a show when I walked back out that water, my boy.
Ooh. I know they was out there, boy.
He had a burial bond.
No.
It came out the wall.
Yeah.
Winston Shakespeare.
Come on, man.
I'm straight Baywatch, slow motion.
but
a bit of Black Panther with it. Walking out there.
Martha!
I'm on that BG. That shit was fun, though, bro.
Had them little old lady pacemakers going off. Shit. Who? By them white men. Listen.
I see you.
Now you like Cruella
DeVille,
nigga.
Well, I got it so I can, you know, not burn the tips of my fingernails.
Look at you, man.
He's still the island. See that? See that?
You gotta give it up.
Everybody's on that show on the island.
And then, I'd be on a jet ski with this bitch.
Yeah, that'd be a goal in the wind. That'd be. You funny, man.
Yeah, like the last set of nails I had, I burned the fingertips and I was looking ghetto. I said, oh no. we gotta fix that. Jeez. The nails got to stay. The grippers got to stay.
Stay gripping.
You know what
I'm saying? Your gripper has been cutting up.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna go get a pressure test. Hey!
Shout out to my dog!
Shout out, Cassie! Girl, hey! Girl.
Check the wattage on these pussies.
You hear me? Baby, I'm finna go get my cat back.
Oh, man. You don't need shit. You scream. Like, come on, let's go off. I've been saying something.
Nigga, I almost spit the fucking
man.
Drink out.
You don't need shit.
Hey.
You don't need shit, nigga. Hey. Speaking of tongues, fucking with you, guys. Okay. I'm not gonna see it all that Nikki.
What's that shit they used to do for Chucky when he try to take over your body? Nigga doing that shit after he get out of the pussy.
Shout out,
hey.
Shout out to that.
Oh, shit. Hey,
shout out to that one man.
Look, you hear me over here, my stupid. Hey, babe. Hey. No, he ain't listening to this shit.
Everybody ain't out here, man.
He might pick it up.
He don't need to hear shit I say on here. He gonna be like, oh my god, oh. What?
Might like that type of shit. You never know.
I mean, he know I'm disgusting.
Man, oh shit! I didn't mean to do that.
I'm a lot of fun to be with.
I'm gonna be fucking with sounds and shit.
Yeah, like I can't be with somebody who was boring. Like you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's
no. Like sexual?
Period. All around. Or sexual. Like be willing to try things, even if I don't want you to just shut down something. Just simply, just no.
You ever had sex with a motherfucker and that shit was fun? Like point of that time, you look up at that motherfucker's face, she's smiling at y'all face, or y'all fucking and y'all end up laughing about something while y'all fucking.
Yes.
That's some cold shit, though.
I'm telling you.
You know what a motherfucker just.
You ever fuck a bitch
just to be having sex? Bitch just there.
You ever fuck a bitch and y'all get finished and she get up and she queef real loud and y'all bust out laughing? Ooh, that's hilarious. When you're with a person that you really vibe with like that for real, that shit will be hilarious.
It'd be a trip to the man's room, you know what I'm saying? Trying to see the. All right, good. Fuck you, nigga.
We always hate that shit because we be like, okay, nigga.
Yeah. It's the same climax for me. Like that
boy.
That's the tip of the iceberg. Dude. Look at this nigga over here. You don't know nothing about this, G?
I'm sure he does.
He's reminiscing. He's reminiscing. He thinks
next time.
Because I know this nigga. I know this nigga that has some bitch saying, in her head.
Yeah,
he
that's
how
I ain't
gonna do it.
Hell yeah. Take this nigga tell me he ain't moaning this shit.
I moan.
You don't do?
No, nigga, no.
All right, my brother.
Not a grunt, nothing.
He lying. I talk. Oh, yeah, I talk. I'm a talker.
But even when you like bust though, like you ever, okay.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Don't you, man? I'd be so motherfucking mad. Like, oh, you made me go. Wow.
Oh, God. Oh, look at you. Oh,
I would be so fucking offended, like, nigga.
Hit the Braxton. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Okay. So,
arrive.
Hey.
Oh, come on. Right.
Think about it this way, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it this way.
Come on, bro.
What's wrong? No.
Have you ever thought about the fact that may be a form of affirmation to us for those who love words of affirmation? Like,
I give you words of affirmation.
No.
I'll give you moans of affirmation.
But that may, you might be with a person
I didn't got who.
you know, that is a form of affirmation for them sexually.
I can't give you that form. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You're tripping, dog.
Yeah, because like that is it's a form of affirmation. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I can't get it. Nessie, because you have the wrong idea.
Anytime I say that nigga, I be bothered. He make up his own
right
in his mind.
He be making you feel like you that black nigga from porn who did that real fucked up ass. He be making you feel like you like that. Like, nigga, he is not.
That nigga like, go hard.
It ain't no shame
with
that, though,
G. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't mind it. So shit.
If I did, I don't mind saying I did. I just don't, bro.
I just don't.
I think I might be concentrating too much or something. I don't know.
I think what you're missing is that's going to take her to a new level.
It is.
Like, some motherfuckers go hard, but when they hear that she's fit, she's pleasing you,
I tell her.
No. It's different, dude. You can talk to a motherfucker smooth as you want to.
Because my thing is, nigga, you could be lying. Certain sounds and body movements don't lie.
I don't lie before I
ain't gonna lie. Yeah, like it's certain body movements and shit that don't lie. If you sitting there talking to me, you could just be saying some shit. You could be saying some shit just to make me nut.
Toes to hit this bitch right here.
Yeah, the feet curl on that. It's the body shape.
Bitch, you can't say nothing to me.
Once your body starts shaking, like I'm gonna pull your head close. It's up.
You ever ate the pussy in that down? Just got to say, see, I'm almost well. Shit.
I was talking about the full force of her hand come down, like One Punch Man or something. She got her hands on my hand. Yeah.
Like she praying for you.
Bitch, die.
That'd be funny too.
Too.
It's funny because, you know, you tapped out on the head. Oh, I brought dick too. You know,
I don't like when
it's a wonderful,
like
it's a wonderful thing.
Right,
oh, I brought dick too.
You
look at me though.
You a nigga. You, I looked
don't
at
like
you.
You saying, I when brought I looked dick, at you,
you were supposed to be like, yeah, nigga, I'm with it.
So when you looked at me and said, I brought dick too, I felt like I'm with that.
Because you've done it before, motherfucker.
I'm okay.
You say, see how the nigga be fucked up.
This certain shit you say to hug. Turn hug out. I brought dick too.
Brother.
It's like a wonderful thing to have a person that, yeah. Because it's very rare that you find a twofer. Because most of the time, like I would say 7 times out of 10.
You're a fofer.
You look like that.
Like about 7 times out of 10, either you gonna have a nigga with good dick that can't eat pussy, or you gonna have somebody with some fire ass head and the dick is subpar.
Fofer.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'll make sure I come 4 times with your ass. I ain't worried about you.
You never had a one off, it's just it ain't go how you playing, you had to redeem yourself.
A one off?
Yeah.
Nah, I never had
like
no
you
money.
Nut it real fast or something.
No, I had a double
back. I don't understand you, your age, and these things ain't never happened to you, bro.
Nah, correct.
I came fast and I had that stick shorty. I told this whole story already. She from Merle. She said, I came fast. Like, oh, damn, my bad. She was like, oh, you just had
you said
to
said your
bad. Yeah. I said, my bad. She had a fat ass boob.
Never apologize.
I apologize. Damn, my bad. I thought it was just the ass. I ain't never have an ass that big. It was, I was hitting it from the back and that shit was smacking me in the chest. In Richwood.
Don't let the pussy be snapped.
She's old.
My law.
Anyway.
A snapping turlock.
She's like, oh, you probably just had to pee.
I remember this story.
Yeah, I did have to pee. I went to piss. Everybody was out. No, I ain't never just came fast and that was it. Okay, we sneaking that fucking. We gotta go and get it back. I'm gonna run it back, but you ain't finna put me in no chat.
That nigga came in 10 seconds. I feel like even if it's bad the first time, I'm gonna get everything in three tries. Like if it was bad, you know what I'm saying? Let's run it back. Let's run it back one more time.
I don't think I ever just had sex with a person one time. So you're probably right.
What do you mean by that?
I never have sex with a woman one time.
Y'all give me a second. Quick. Bullshit.
Uh-huh. Though you left the house with goddamn a short.
Man,
song.
It's my cousin,
man. Yeah. Call what you want.
What would you say?
Huh?
What would you say?
I ain't never had sex with a person just once. Like anybody I had sex with, it was multiple times. Shit, I don't think twice, actually.
Oh, my first one night stand was like that. It was he was a lot younger than me, and oh my god, it was the most horrible jackrabbit aggressive ass shit. Oh my god, it was awful. I said, no, I don't ever want to fuck you again. Ever.
So just a one-off?
Yes.
You
had some jackrabbit
sex
before. Of course.
Oh my god, it was awful.
Of course. I had jackrabbit sex with my baby mom. Like the last time we had sex. She's like, why are you doing it so fast for? I'm trying to get you out of it.
Oh.
This was solely just for me. I ain't want it.
Oh, wow.
Ah! You good?
Damn.
Make that trip back. Are you serious? Look hard there. Four or five times. See, I ain't got no experience at this single drop your dick off and come back and pick it up type shit.
You definitely should. And it gets better in your 30s.
Like whole phase?
Yeah, whole phases are much better when you're older.
That's good.
I mean, you still have to be selective in your whole phase, but they're fun.
I don't know how I do that as a nigga.
The fuck? What?
Be selective as a nigga in your whole phase. How can you do that?
I mean, you kind of do some shit for fun, but don't just completely lose your motherfucking mind. Like, don't be out here just fucking anything with a pussy. No. When you're older, your whole phase got to have a little quality. You know what I'm saying? If you won't be playing bitches, you need to have you a bitch with some money that's gonna, you know, a little sugar mama. Or shit, ain't even gotta be a sugar mama, but you know, they ain't gotta be older, but still. Somebody that you need a duck, basically.
Yeah, I can't find no ducks. Everybody wanna be with J-Tuck.
You need a duck, you know, you need somebody who just got some fire ass head. You need, like, yeah, like in a whole phase, you gotta be a little more meticulous about who you fucking with.
I gotta fuck people on. So you basically gotta fuck people you don't really like.
Basically.
I don't know how to do that. My dick and my heart. And my heart and my dick.
Terrible.
I got a dart.
And
I got a hick.
Them Siamese twins need to get separated.
Sometimes you can't relate love to sex all the time, bro.
Facts.
Especially if you sing.
I never did it.
This is my new little baby bed right here. It's
connected.
Oh.
What?
Y'all be rolling sometime. If your dick connected to your heart, you're looking for love and sex, right?
Too much feelings. I gotta fuck with you to fuck with you.
Same thing.
I can't just see a bitch be like, oh, she's fine. I'm a fucker. Then fuck her.
Shit.
Gotta find something I like about the bitch.
I mean, I always, you know, kind of been like that, but I
hate that about myself. You ain't gotta look at me, bro, like that. I hate that about
I'm just saying, you know, growing up, that's what I've
always been that way.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's because of how I lost my virginity.
Maybe.
You gotta take it out when you start hitting it. Don't do that no more.
You start watching me,
you like the principal from Steve Housetitle show some of that shit.
Don't tell me.
Anyway.
Shut up. We're on air. Shut up.
Our 40-year-old virgin, do you remember what he said? From now on, your dick is my dick. I'm gonna get you some.
Wow. But you know what's crazy? You ever just hear about a motherfucker and then you paint them in your mind? Exactly how we pay them, I'm fucking by.
This nigga, yeah, man, chill out, man.
Exactly how I'm pitching.
Hey.
I know Fred having me booming and booming this shit.
No.
Still be booming that
way? No.
Not at all. I'm tripping. Go ahead.
Exactly, nigga.
I'm tripping. That shit is funny, dog. That shit's scary, bro. I'll be hurt. Hey. What's wrong with me, man? Fuck. That ain't the first person that happened to me, though. Like, people be telling me about their boyfriends, their baby moms and shit. And then when I see them, damn, that's a rave or something. Let me see the one. Damn, man.
What is our next topic?
We got it, Jay. We got it. We got what? The Lakers, man. We won the game, man.
You ain't really have no set topics for tonight. You know, mm-hmm. Whatever y'all got on y'all brain. Honestly, you need to be fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, copious amounts of pussy.
Damn.
What the fuck is we talking about?
You.
I need to be fucking copious.
Yes.
Why are we talking about me, man?
Coochie. Punani.
Sweet pussy side.
It's fried. I'm sorry.
Bird sweet
pussy fried.
I'm chilling, man.
You gotta season that pussy.
Bitch, you gotta deserve this thing.
They gotta deserve.
Yeah, man. Like I was just saying before, bro. When you get to a place where you just constantly pouring in people don't like.
Hey, bro, you can't pour into everybody.
Thank you,
bro. I'm not talking about pouring into everybody. I'm talking about pouring into a select few. That happen.
Nigga.
To have that pussy on.
Hey. We're not talking about them.
Who are we talking about? I don't point to everybody.
The ones you're not pointing to. We talking about them. Stop. Put a stopper in that tea kettle.
You trying to pour into anybody that you fuck with like that on that level, right? Nah. And it's cool. That's good. But sometimes you can't relate that to fucking. That's two separate things. We're talking about fucking. That's what we talking about.
That's fine. But like I said. Bitches gotta start deserving this peanut.
You gonna forever feel like a bitch don't deserve no dick.
I probably do.
But why?
So they don't deserve
it. Oh,
bro. And I think I'm at that age and I've been through some shit. Stop. I ain't really giving nobody no leeway no more. Dude.
I think we done all been through shit. Bro.
I ain't really. It ain't even that. It's just like, I mean, it's that, but I ain't really just allowing people in my circle. Like that
you have
not about
in your circle
to fuck? Yeah.
No!
All right. I don't want them bitches. All right,
man.
I'm cool, man. I just get around y'all. Y'all the only two. I get around y'all. Y'all be having motherfucking Zane Chronicles in this book. You know what I'm saying? You ever read that book, Zane? You know the random Zane book?
I don't like the book, man.
Oh my god.
Man, why the bitch are not great?
They are amazing.
You be on the couch like this.
They are amazing. As a high school student, they're amazing.
I read that bitch the first time at ninth grade on the bus. My house was the first stop. I had to tell a nigga, hey, we just gonna have to spin the block.
Like, you read Zane books as an adult, and you're like, this shit doesn't happen like this realistically.
Hispanic maid.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, frolic her nipple.
Like
with his wet tongue.
Like when you're in high school, all this shit sounds so fucking exciting. Wow. But reading this shit as an adult, you're like, this shit does not happen like this in real life.
Because Because niggas be trying to rush to that pussy. Niggas trying to get a man.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't read it as an adult. I have to double back.
Ooh, shit.
That shit was amazing when I was in ninth grade. Really.
I'm telling you.
He frolicked. That's why I learned any word.
The wildest shit I ever read in a Zane book is where I think it was in Addicted. And
did they make a movie out of
dumbass? Did it. And she was in a movie theater with a nigga, the kid, the main character of the book. She was in a movie theater with a nigga and she ate nacho cheese sauce off his dick and sucked his dick in the movie.
Hey, so
I was like,
what the fuck wrong with y'all?
Ew. I'm like, this nigga about to get a yeast infection in his dick. What? Like, why would you do that?
I think I do that shit in the movie.
I feel like that shit would be so uncomfortable.
I would have had to see Sharon Peele sucking some cheese on somebody.
That shit, it's exciting until that shit happens. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
You know, all these fucking ice cream cups and all
exactly.
That shit. You wake up the next morning, what the fuck?
The worst shit I ever did was use some chocolate syrup for somebody. And stuck together for like. It was
semen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Chocolate syrup. It was ridiculous.
Wake up and you got ants on you and shit. Like,
yeah, you got hair on you and shit. Y'all put that shit. It was like duct tape.
Bro. I ain't mean to interrupt you. But she just gonna text me some shit because she know I like yummy Japan, right? But she like, guess what? I'm like, what? She like, yummy Japan is close. Why? She's like, nobody knows the nigga just up and left.
Everybody knows.
I'm like, them niggas did what? She's like, they just up and left. I'm like, so don't nobody know what was wrong. Them niggas just got ghosts. I wake up missing a lung or something. We know it was them niggas. You know, they put something
Bro, you ain't know
it. They got in trouble a couple times. I seen one time they got in trouble for like a roach or something.
Oh, nigga, they had rats.
I ain't seen that.
Yeah.
I thought that was the other spot.
No, that was yummy.
I seen the roads.
I used to love them. That's how I know, because I used to love them in Japan. That's like 18, bro.
Oh, I know.
They got in trouble like a couple times.
That shit.
I know that. They supposed to be closed out like 18. I stopped eating that shit.
They probably feel it special.
For sure. It's probably like a fourth time. Remember, there was a rat in the mall. That bitch came right from over there.
Oh my God, that shit was hilarious. Oh my God.
I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm released from yummy Japan. Just gonna throw my ass in the pan.
I'm proud of this hill, man. I'm pushing for that dog. I want that bitch to go all the way up.
Just out there getting
all the pussy. I want that bitch to go all the way up, G. So I can just. I'm just a visual, man. You know,
this is my last time, bro.
For what, bro? What was you saying? I'm going to ask you off air with you.
Ask me off
air. I don't want your business to be out there like that.
For me to tell you.
Come on, man. You ain't got to say this shit on him.
That bitch is not good. Remember, I was married, so ain't shit.
Yo, yeah, you funny. This is
my shit. Man, I got a mom from Chicago. My shit.
Look, I've been looking into that shit. I've been saying, hey man, you're bringing me a whole other 2G if you don't mind. But look, I've been seeing people talk about putting your money into a trust. Like that way, you know what I'm saying? If you get, you know, somebody try to sue you if it's in a trust, they can't get that type of money and shit. And you know, it'll go directly to your kids. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I see that.
I can
respect that.
I had talked to her about that already.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you. Yeah, you ain't gonna get in trouble.
Man, I'm already not getting pussy.
Whose fault that is? That you not getting pussy?
It's not a fault.
It's your fault, nigga.
It's not a fault.
It's your fault. What the fuck are you eating fruit for if you ain't been trying to do it in the big face?
We're trying to make healthy choices and get it up.
So you just eating random fucking fruit you ain't trying to do it in the face or in the mouth?
No, I'm just trying to live.
My God.
Can I just try to live, my nigga? What's that little black boy, man? I just want to live. We got to play that. I just want to live, bro.
Come on. you tweet. I ain't say it was a goal, but that's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Water, nigga. Pineapple, strawberry, watermelon.
Speaking of which, do y'all feel like weed makes a difference in the taste?
The sex?
Yeah. Like a man or a woman? Well, like a woman.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You do?
I don't know. Somebody told me that, and I was like,
He smoked weed.
No. I taste different.
So if you smoke weed, it's supposed to taste different.
Precisely.
What it tastes like? He finna say some wild ass shit. This nigga eyes roll to the
earthy. Earthy.
Me and like cocoa bean or some shit.
Well, you know, me being a Zen master, you know, she smokes a lot. Yeah, other girl didn't at all. But she smoked and drank. I both tasted nice.
If she healthy though, like if she on her shit, you know what I'm saying, making her pH balance straight, I don't think it's gonna taste nothing. Yeah.
Cause my thing is, listen. I had a person tell me that it changes the way that it tastes. But then turn around and say, "What you putting in your shit?"
I think it just don't change the taste. I think it changes the texture too, like juices. Like you know how some pussies be glossy,
glossy.
But then some pussies just be splattery.
Wait, hold on.
When I'm
shooting it,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It get the juices get the. But you hitting it?
You hit it
like puddly pussy. Oh,
because I was like splattering. Like,
glossy pussy just hold all the juices together.
Hey, man,
it's still good.
You explained that thoroughly, my boy. I appreciate that. But somebody that ain't getting no pussy now.
So the weed smokers, they have like the glossy put together pussy. The non-weed smokers got another sprinkler.
I disagree.
I was about to say, I just, from what I experienced,
some motherfuckers ain't got that.
Oh, they ain't got the weed. The weed ain't got nothing to do with it.
Really,
I don't think
the weed got nothing to do with it.
That's different pussy. Okay.
Nigga smell new nigga. I swear to God.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
I swear.
That shit had us a chokehold when it first came out.
Yeah. I swear.
So you had the weed smokers, you had the splattery rattery.
I done had both of them. And we didn't have shit to do with.
No, I'm saying. See? I think weed, yeah.
I don't know. Weed just heightened the feeling in the face of the shit.
Ooh.
Stop that shit.
Oh, my weed. Lord.
Huh?
How about you? How about the pussies?
I'm talking about the pussy too.
So pussy all do playing you.
I ain't saying the pussy all the same. I definitely just said I've had both of those. Mm-hmm. I don't think weed has the effect on it like that, but weed will heighten your, you know, your senses and
the
shit.
The sense ain't got shit to do with the texture of the pussy.
I ain't saying that they got to do anything with the texture of the pussy. I'm saying weed heightens.
Yeah, of course. But we was about the difference.
What's wrong with you, man?
We was about the difference in the pussy. That's what she asked.
I don't think it's a difference in the pussy just because you're so weak.
Okay. Oh,
her daily routine might have that pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because this woman out here just monthly doing yoni steams and shit.
Yeah.
She making sure that bitch right.
Uh-huh.
And then some of the motherfuckers don't even get in that culture where you dirty, selfish bitch. You just out here yoni steaming and then just sitting on the pussy. Minding your business. She drank a cup of red wine every day of fruit.
I'm coming for you, baby.
She drank 8 gallons of water. She got fucking messages wrote on the fucking bottle and everything.
Well, my nigga Fruit said, I'm looking for.
You selfish bitch.
I'm looking for y'all. It's that hard. It'll be happy laugh.
She knows as soon as you stick that dude in your head going back.
I'm all there. Nigga do the handshake. You ever did that way in front of
you? Yeah, she just sitting on the coupon.
What is this?
I been, and then she gonna get it to
I've been baking bitch. This bitch for you.
Give it to this nigga that ain't working on.
Don't say that. She give it to me. Nah, I'm waiting for you, baby. We go when we beat up, it's gonna be a combustion.
To the nigga that ain't worth a fucking day and say that body don't count.
Bitch, you gonna count me, bitch. You will count each other
you
to the office.
That fast. You ain't gonna count
me. I'm looking for her. No, I hate.
Oh, man.
So when she give me a piece of head, I'm like, that for him.
I hate you. I hate this nigga.
When she
bro.
Give me that yachting steam pussy, I'm saying, this is
I
like
hate
these
this.
Niggas. I don't go to no place that I like to be in and just leave quick. I said that one, man. I stick it in that. Don't do those type of stories. I said it that for
this
motherfucker.
Can grip that. Woo! I'm gonna tell you,
though. Look at that Yanni, the Yanni steam hits differently.
And you feel her doing that shit? Especially like with back shots.
Marvin Gaye was singing, "Let's Get It On." He did this shit.
A motherfucker that know how to grip that bitch. I'm gonna tell you, my position is make her lay on her stomach and she do that shit.
Tip that shit up just a little bit.
That's my nut position.
Just a little bit.
I know I'm gonna nut in that position.
I'm fucking with you, man.
I know I'm gonna nut in that position. My face gonna be on the side of your face.
Lay
you gonna be real close, my boy.
Lay on your stomach. I just a tad. Get just your belly button off a little bit. Let me drop down and out.
What?
That nigga sleep on that position.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a cheek clapping position.
That's for sure.
A good cheek clapping position.
Hold a motherfucker head on.
I'm in push-up position in that motherfucker too. Just trying to drop all types of
people. Grab motherfucker neck.
Yeah, you grab a half too. You're gonna be tired. That's a workout though. Cause you gotta hold yourself on one hand.
And a fucking motherfucker with yellow light.
No, I don't
want
to get that done. Yeah, ain't shit sexy.
You
gotta chuck behind. I'm gonna let you go.
You
got to turn around.
I'm gonna turn her ass loose.
Yes!
I'm gonna
turn her ass loose quick. Yeah, you got it.
Fucking the head of the usher boy.
You got
it. That's you,
bro.
Miss Gladys, shut up.
Miss Mabel.
Yes!
Hush it.
She got a finger. She wants you to stop.
Nah, I need you. I need to be able to only like, you know, a couple of times.
You don't want rabbit fucking, but you want him to drop all kinds of dick in your bag, huh?
I don't want to breathe.
Oh, man, no damn sense, man. Nah, man, stop speaking
of that. You tripping, bro. You eating what that is?
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm. I've been eating food like this and he don't even want that in your mouth.
Just like you was talking about the selfish bitches.
You right. I'm saving it for you, baby.
I'm gonna drop that nigga all his hashtags, his social media. I'm gonna drop his phone number at the end of one episode. Y'all call my nigga too, man.
We out here. I went no fucking y'all.
He gonna give y'all some dick too.
Just right? Her. Not her.
All the hers.
Just her.
That's, not all the
that's
hers.
Singular. All, I ain't put no S on the
all the hers.
Nah. Her.
All the hers.
Just don't call me.
I'm
just looking for her. And I don't want you to call me. I'm gonna just meet you somewhere. I'm pursuing you.
Damn, you gonna meet somewhere and talk to
nigga
like that? Mm-mm.
I don't
know,
girl.
Bitch might like that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
The show with no draw.
I'm Drake out there. I'm taking care of Drake. Like, I'm trying to take you away from him.
Inspector Gadget trench coat, man. It's your Jordans in a bean.
I'm too far gone, Drake, man.
No, I need you to have some gray sweatpants on.
See? Huh? Remember when Kevin Hart daddy came in his graduation?
Hey, you know what? That's how I know I'm getting old.
Listen
too,
to me.
That's how I know I'm getting old. Too.
Listen to me.
I hit 30, bro. I don't be like putting no damn drawers on, bro. Bro, I just put drawers on the day, cuz.
Nah, you tweet out my butt.
Oh my god, I hate him.
Dick just banging.
Nah, I got
flip, 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 flip. I'm out of the super one. Flip, 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 flip.
If you ever see me anywhere that's not work,
no,
and I got leggings on. Yes.
Need to my check in your wallet. There ain't no fucking wallet need to be checked over.
Sis breathes, okay.
That dick been breathing for the last year.
It feels wonderful.
I've been in the house. They got Air One shirts on. Big to lose it out. Woo! Win! Hope they don't hit me too long. They got that.
Oh, yeah. I heard you swallowing that shit.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on. You're trying to help her hurt, man.
Both of them.
I'm trying to help you hurt a bitch, okay?
He's drinking the juice too, man. He's gonna slurp that shit. Let me put the egg on. Jump that shit in the mic and put the egg on for you.
Okay. I'm good. I don't even want to say it, bro. Why they put a hand over nose? I ain't want to say it.
What the fuck? Oh, no, they gonna pop that shit and ain't nothing but fluid gonna come out. That shit gonna be nasty. He took out the fluid and shit.
I would never try to put my nigga on some pussy. Like, you see how he eating watermelon? Yeah. Whoa, we getting the juices out of there. He's sucking it.
Y'all remember Mario and that shit? That shit still pissed me off to this day.
Think I'm following up behind this nigga, huh?
To this day. He was supposed to get up there. He was supposed to do the touchdowns.
Hey, man, brother,
and they were kicking his feet. When I was doing that part, he was supposed to do touch. He was supposed to do the cut he got with Ross. Man, I know he wasn't going to out-sing Mario, but he was supposed to outperform the nigga.
Yeah, he for
Mario
sure.
Mario was up there with black Air Force energy on my boy.
Right.
That nigga sound crazy.
They did, too. Jeremiah came up that bitch.
I am upset, Mario. I am upset. And I know that shit was
he did not ago, use his light-skinnedness to well, not really. I mean, okay. No, I'm talking. He in the middle.
He had a nigga eating watermelon. Don't say
his brother.
I'm confused.
What was my nigga though? I fuck with my nigga though.
What was the, I mean, I fuck.
I thought he was gonna win for sure.
Wait, he was supposed to outperform.
He had the better songs for sure.
He was supposed to outperform the nigga.
I'll say this.
I wish they would.
If he can't win, this shit else, and they got a dick on.
You lost me. You lost me. I don't know nothing about that.
And she be saying that shit. Her, she make that shit like we really want to hear. She leads us in it.
I'm just saying, you think about it.
I tell you what. She thought she was gonna say something wild.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
If it ain't got nothing else,
that nigga got it. Come on. We got a dick. Like, we was just bitches that was gonna be like, ooh, girl, like we on this wrong show, man.
Damn. But I'm saying, you ever been in a situation?
No, we haven't. What? I bet you we haven't.
So you ain't never been in a situation where you feel like you competing with a nigga and you know that you're confident in your dick.
What the fuck?
Yeah, let's back up.
What? Now we all been competing with nigga and we lose. And be like, but my big man.
I didn't say lose.
Let's back up. Let's jump in.
I didn't say you were losing. So we're I said you felt like you know what I'm saying.
So we got a chick. And
like you compete for a bitch attention.
Right. We got a chick.
But I forgot this nigga act like, oh, I don't compete for bitches. Right, so he probably said some shit like that.
She got options, right?
Right.
You know it's more than one nigga, but you know your dick is dick.
I really hate
you're
y'all.
You're talking about this nigga, right?
I really hate y'all.
I'm trying to put it in perspective. You know your
Hey!
You talking about that nigga? That nigga said that about himself before. Fuck no! Dick is thinking. We ain't looked in the mirror and said that shit. Boy, dick is thinking today. That's how you affirm that nigga. That's how he affirm himself. Oh, he'll get up and say, Kyle, you're enough. Kyle, you are beautiful. And he'll get up and say, ooh, this dick is thinking.
Sex on somebody just to make them stay around? Never.
Have I used sex on a bitch?
No, to make them stay around.
Nah. What?
Never. Listen, what did I tell you this nigga was about to say?
I haven't.
Sex clouds the mind.
Use sex on a bitch. I ain't no one the bitch to stay that bad.
This nigga lying, bro.
If you don't
thank
stay
you.
With me,
you lying, like a motherfucker.
Hell lie. So you saying? The bitch mad at me, and I pull up. Come on, shut up. Just take this dick. No, I'm not a rapper. You don't have that like
what the fuck rappers got to
that
do
that? That sound like a rap style.
A rapper's going to get a bitch about 10
shut
20K.
Up, bitch, take this dick.
Niggas be saying that shit, but you think they really be doing that shit?
Shit, they rap about it. I be thinking they
oh, everything rap. Niggas rap about don't be true.
Shut up, bitch. Take this dick. Give her that dick when she acting up. Yeah, I know I heard that shit before. Can't count. That's my boy. Yeah, I haven't done it. I'm sorry.
All right, bro. That's all you had to say. Cause you.
I said it. Y'all said I was fucking lying.
I believe you lying.
This nigga is lying. He got dick energy. He got dicky.
Look. You told me you said atmosphere, my boy.
Yeah, that's what people I like. That mean I want that bitch to stay. I ain't never dropped it. No, I ain't come with the dicky.
Yes, you did.
That was dicky.
Yes.
That was when you came up.
What happens after you came into the bitch? You gonna drop the dick on him?
I don't know. I'm lost now. I guess I was. Then. All the atmosphere, dicky man.
You didn't use Coochie to keep the nigga around.
What the fuck that meant?
Yes. We good.
Bye.
Oh, hell
no,
y'all make me
good.
Ask
we
shit.
Good.
What the fuck that meant?
We good.
That meant did I? Oh, that was like, nigga, I wish I would have. What was
bitch.
See, I don't know if that's bitch. Hell no. Oh, bitch. Of course.
That was, yeah, we know which
that was one. A, yeah.
We know which one of them. We're not going to say that, okay?
That's
why Savage got
to be here. Now, hold on. Equate that back to Omarion. Equate that back to Omarion. That's what you do. Since you sit here, get behind on a dick store, she already told us to get girth and all that. Now, you, oh, yeah.
See, I know what you're saying. Nigga, dick, he was dancing, man.
I can't do it.
Yo, give up. Say what you were saying. Well, the nigga caught up with say what you said. Say what you were saying.
I can't do that.
No, look at that. You're going to be Mr. All Morning.
What did Duval say?
Instant replay, man. What they got? NBA challenge. Challenge. Challenge.
shit ain't have nothing to do
with it. You lie, bro. Now fuck the song, nigga. Fuck the song. Go ahead. I want to replay.
You can replay it? Sir?
Go back to Omarion and Mario.
Dicking.
That's exactly what you said. So stupid. Yo, I done got hot in this bitch. Listen to
you. You lying, man.
I ain't lying, nigga. That's what she started talking about. Yeah, you talking about, oh, yeah, see, you ever competed with a nigga? You were playing basketball with a nigga, and you realize you're
like, oh, yeah. Me and Mario was competing for a bitch.
You were playing pool with a nigga. You were playing pool with a nigga. Then you realize, oh, my dick on the table. My dick on the ground. My dick on the carpet. So I'm really like, fuck this game. That was you was equating on Mario.
No,
I did.
No one said
that. I didn't gave up in half the verses until you're like, oh, you know what? I ain't really going to try singing and dance. My dick I can eat some watermelon.
We were explaining. What her situation, what she was talking about.
No, the fuck we wasn't.
Did she not say you ain't never been competing with a nigga? That a part about Mario was done.
No, the fuck it wasn't. No, it was not.
Whatever you say, man. Look.
Oh, you know, this nigga is a master narrative spin. I gotta watch you.
Yo!
You
are the one.
You better than TMZ in this bitch.
That's manipulating people.
I gotta watch you.
If I'm TMZ, you Fox News, my boy. You fucking the minds of millions.
You just swung that shit around.
Bro. Yo!
Kurt Franklin died?
The roof collapsed at the Apollo Theater.
Word?
That building,
holy
shit.
That's wild as fuck.
Goddamn.
What was in there?
Whoa, it was people in there.
I'm glad that shit ain't happened when Drake was in there. I would have cried.
I'm trying to see how many people were injured.
You tweet.
That's my nigga, boy. Remember that nigga said on the first album? And together we shut it down, That shit was hard.
Definitely was.
Damn. That nigga would go for real.
Wow.
That's what they should have had go against Mario Lloyd. That would have been more equal.
No.
Why not, man?
You don't like Lloyd?
I like him, but vocally? Please.
He can sing his ass off. He doesn't have a lighter register. Lloyd can sing. A player's prayer.
But he got a little Michael Jackson spirit on.
What do you mean?
Young Michael was singing his ass off.
I mean, Michael did sing his ass off, but you know, compared to Mario, you got the welcome to the star. You got that little tremble, you know what I mean?
Mario can't fuck with lay your head down on the pillow now. That nigga will hit some notes.
Nigga,
on that
I
bitch.
Wish the fuck. No.
That nigga was up there. That's
can't tell. Lay your head down, baby. No.
Yeah. What's name can't do that, man? What? Mario stayed his little register.
That's a lie.
Mario
that is a lie.
Why that nigga was always writing songs about somebody cheating on him or he trying to get somebody to cheat? That nigga ain't never to write a song about loving a bitch. Instead of breaking my heart. That nigga, how could you lose all the things that taught you? That's your goddamn. Then I can hear you on. He was either taking somebody's bitch or getting his bitch up. They should have put Lloyd in there. Lloyd would have been in there with him.
You tweet out, my boy.
They both can sing. Mariana and that bitch halfway rapping and saying, hey, hey, two step. I'm pissed off. Y'all fucked me up tonight. This dicky action.
This nigga.
Pieces of head you gave out.
Why are you like this?
Nigga's soul getting took off.
You ain't never had your soul took?
Not off a piece. Not off a motherfucking piece. You don't have to be down there. My ass, you gotta clinch up and grab the sheets, pull the sheets up off the bed when I get up.
I'm with you, my boy. I'm with you when you're right, my boy.
I know. This motherfucker, I tell you, unicorn for sure.
Boy, start peeling his scalp and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
sound like Patti LaBelle. I mean, oh, yeah! Oh, hey. Come on, bro. Off of peace, buddy. Boy, you blessed, man.
Oh boy, I'm so playing cheese grits.
Goat.
I love it. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. All right,
bitch, I'm going to let you know now.
Don't
give me your
flag. Oh, shit. You hit it with it. Where do you think you're going? You going to do this to me? Think you're going
to
go home?
She get out the car, walk into the house. I'm right behind her. Go on, come on. Let me see what we got to switch around where my shit go.
Ooh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, give me a piece of it, bitch. I messed up the seat of my car. That's some funny ass shit, man. God bless you, man. I tell you, every show you a unicorn. You just prove that shit every time I come back. The fact that you still have the energy. Come on, bro. Nigga, come on, bro.
Nigga went up.
Because it was definitely after the
fact. Hey, nigga went up, down, four times.
Oh. Remember George Jungle? Oh, shit.
It was like a 3 feet fall. Ah!
Oh. Fuck. Shout out to him and her.
Him and her.
Ah! Nigga say life is good.
The gorilla say life is good. Pussy stick. Oh, shit. I bet he would have been fucked the next day, G.
Oh, that nigga went to work.
I'm talking about Mr. Rogers happy around that bitch. Nigga wore a turtleneck to work. It was 80 degrees outside.
Walking around.
Stay alive. Stay alive. You can stay alive. The way. You know what I want. You know what I want.
That nigga was loving life the next day.
Ain't called nobody no blind turkey.
What's up, brother? Everything good with you? Oh, brother, God is good. I'm telling you right now, he's doing some things in my life that I want to just be changing to you.
You going to hell, my
God is good. I'm like, serve me a Subway. Can you tell us what you want to eat? Oh, I'm just sorry. Yeah. Look, put an extra cheese. God is good. No. I want to let you know that. I'm coming to church on fire. That nigga, he gonna shut the church down. That nigga gonna be direct to the choir. Direct to music.
That nigga don't even go to church.
I'm gonna tell no man.
That nigga oversexualized everything. Let me get a meatball mozzarella.
Yeah. Drizzle the cheese. Toast the cheese to be falling over to me.
Toast my bun. Toast the bun, baby.
Toast the put that fucking bun in the oven. And you make sure that goddamn oven is hot. Don't you put it in a second after. Give me some of the goddamn cookies over there. Look at that chocolate. Right. It's ever so slightly melted.
Nigga done turned into gold dust in that bitch. Man, hello, bro.
God, it's time.
just see the audacity that Respucia had on her face when she got out that jumper thing. Where's Noble? Why am I going that bitch?
Yeah, she was fucked up.
She was done, she was G.
Bitch, that's my wine cooler.
Maybe I'll be so blessed in my life.
Boy,
get a couple of pieces to erect.
This man would not let that go. He would not let that go.
Randy always missed the best fucking show.
Fuck that nigga, man. He wild as fuck. That nigga, yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'll call that nigga right now.
and tell them, put it on speaker. Tell that bitch I said, hey.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to you, my boy.
Nah,
you gonna come in here with a story.
Y'all living.
You gonna come in here with a story.
On vacation, fucking on shower walls. Shower head. Y'all had every reason to be away from each other in the shower, but y'all.
We had every reason to be y'all away from each other.
Thank you. Because if both of us can fit in that bitch.
It's on. What you doing?
It's going. Damn.
No, I need the fucking camera.
You turn this bitch together. The water was getting us all at once, my boy.
Yeah. No, I'm saying. I'm saying. As far as how it was built, it was no reason for y'all to be close to each other. But y'all look at
you gonna business, shit. Shit. You gonna take a shot with your lady standing right beside her and not touch her?
Y'all, Simba and Nala under the waterfall. Can you feel the love tonight, ass nigga?
Man, that shit was lit, bro. I'm telling y'all.
Hey.
That shit was lit.
Hey.
And we ain't gonna talk about the other person anyway.
I'm trying to be in the shower with my dude. She was beautiful. I think he got contact with you. I know what it feels like. I got out of plenty of time before. You the fuck out of me with my... I forgot I was a D plus in the area. You done graduated. You done did some things.
What are you talking about? About drugs?
Narcotics, my boy.
Narcotics?
If you had to grade yourself with narcotics,
I'm a good C plus.
I'm
a C plus, man. I ain't stay on nothing too long.
I ain't saying you stayed on
and
nothing.
Pills.
As far as the shit that you tried.
If you talking about trash,
yeah,
I'm definitely a trisexual when it came to the narcotics.
Yeah, I'm definitely a D plus on that. Yeah. Definitely a D plus.
Well, my pastor texted me.
Is he?
Yeah. Get straight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was my next one. I swear to God.
Oh shit, here's the real challenge. Break these singers vocally.
Oh,
nope.
Kiki White. Jasmine
Soda. She gotta go first because she got all her kids. I know that pussy good.
Vocally, nigga.
Listen, I know that pussy good.
Let me just say it one
look, look, Jasmine Soda might be a close run because that motherfucker crazy.
I'll say the rest of the names.
That motherfucker crazy, so I know that pussy might be. Yeah. Chef's kiss around here. You know what I'm saying?
Watch. Jasmine Sullivan.
Two good pussies.
Beyonce.
Come on.
Brandy.
I know that pussy got gold inside on it.
Beyonce?
We said vocally, sir. No one said anything about vaginal.
I'm in her hormones. So
vocally. Vaginal. Vocal, vocal, two different things.
Kiki White. Okay, hold on. Kiki White. Jasmine Sullivan. Brandy.
And Beyonce. Are you ranking them? Or you're just saying who names?
Yeah, y'all singers. Y'all gonna do that. I can't.
With one being the best?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll guess.
Jasmine, Kiki, Brandy, Beyonce. Ooh. I'm sorry. Beyonce go ahead. Beyonce go at the bottom of that pile. That particular pile.
Look behind. I don't want no problems.
All
right.
All three of them would eat her ass.
I'm just a bystander here with this. God dang.
All three of them would eat her ass alive.
I'll take y'all word for it.
Like people be sleep on Brandy shit.
Brandy can sing.
Her ass off.
What you rolling with, bro?
The older she got, the better she got.
What you rolling with, cuz? Cause I want to hear his lyrics too.
It's all in.
Out of four people.
I can explain all my shit. Number one. The motherfucking married to JC.
Nigga, nah.
Singing.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Number, I can explain all of it. Why I pick?
Y'all, that's what y'all, bro. That's like when we talk sports. I'm sitting in that.
Number two.
I want y'all to fight that bitch right now. I want you. As soon as he finish,
everybody lists be different for different reasons. Every time I talk to somebody. So number one, Beyonce. Number two, Jasmine. Number three, Brandy. Number four, Kiki Wilde. Reason I got Beyonce number one is it's only one female thing I feel like I'll sing Beyonce. She dead to the motherfucker. That's, I don't want to say I'll sing her to me dead to the motherfucker. And that was Whitney Houston. That's another dead bitch. And it's not because I get why everybody be putting Beyonce down that because she more of a stylist and a rapper with her voice now. Like she still sing. But even when she was singing, like her voice was literally perfect. Like from somebody that did opera and all that type of shit. When you can slide your voices to different genres, you gotta be a strong motherfucker. Like she sung opera at a high point. She sung, she was pregnant singing Love on Top. Dancing like a look like that. And no back, no track.
That's my favorite Beyonce album.
What for?
With that Love on Top, the countdown, and all this shit. Like, that's Beyonce.
It's a thing.
Nah, that won't be.
It's not? Uh-huh. What album it is?
Beyonce is the one that had
Rocket.
Yeah, Rocket, Love Partition. On that one, I think that was
That's Beyonce. Before. Yeah, Beyonce got
Partition. Beyonce got Rocket on the Love on Top.
No, it ain't got Love.
I think Love on Top is the album before it.
That's folk.
Really?
That was the fourth album.
Let me pull it up.
But I feel like she
ain't saying I got this on my phone.
When she's singing. But then she one of my fucking, like, I was listening to Whitney Houston. Somebody had her on the show and she was singing that song. She, be my baby tonight. That verse, when she and that bitch halfway rapping like little baby, that shit is hard to do.
That is folk. Love on Top, Party, Countdown.
Nigga, you said it was Beyonce, nigga.
Beyonce don't have that on
there. Four is my favorite.
Yeah,
album.
Four was hard.
Oh yeah.
It had Selma Lim on there.
Is it? Yeah.
And see, that's when everybody started looking at her different vocals.
But like
she's doing a lot of like rap singing.
This album here, really, I will skip nothing on this album.
Let me go hard. So her for me is number one. Jazz number two. Cause Jasmine, damn near perfect singer.
That last album she dropped,
yeah,
that shit was cool.
Out of all them, shit. I'm ready to see her do some other shit too, though. I'm ready to see
Shout out my homegirl Tamara, man. She actually put me on it. She was like, I want y'all to kind of discuss this, and we ain't never get to it about it, though. She was like, how you feel about this album? I was like, man, give me like a day or something, and. I shit you not, my favorite song on the album is Price Tags with that shit now. Man, come on.
Yeah,
that shit catching his foot too at the same time.
But she my number two because I just want to see her go into a different genre, sing some country shit or some shit.
I thought you about to say some freaky shit.
But Kiki, she just be hollering. Brandy, I love Brandy, bro. Brandy, like people call her the vocal Bible and shit. I think like a lot of people got their runs and they style from her. But like she's staying the same tone a lot. Like Beyonce kind of ranges. Like that bitch hit four or five different ranges on a song.
I don't know why people don't fuck with Beyonce like that though.
Because I think a bunch of her shit that went to, now she's singing like Afrobeat shit. She just showing people how, and people don't want you to stay where the fuck they met you at sometimes.
I remember
Jesus. We met you at B-Day. Stay down.
I don't know if you remember Jesus was talking about that, man. He was like, they want that same album over and over and over.
I love the transitions of Beyonce. Like,
a lot of people.
Like, now, can't nobody, like, I would say, and people say this shit ain't true, but she up there with Mike performance wise now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is now.
Remember when they were saying that?
Ain't nobody touching him.
Surpass Mike with perform.
Nah, who the fuck said that?
Chris Brown?
Who said that?
A lot of people were saying that shit was on social media and it was going.
I know what you're talking about. Tank had said that. Somebody said that.
They're in there together.
But I think, you know, probably at the age, because Chris Brown like 33, Mike was slowing down at 33. His blues were crisp and shit like that. Used to be. And they gonna go out through them cases.
But I feel like they like tit for tat. I don't think he surpassed him. But I feel like they about tit for tat though.
Performing?
Because Young Mike was a motherfucker. Young Chris Brown was a motherfucker, but he wasn't iconic as Mike was. That nigga did Billie Jean and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like the world stopped. Yeah, I remember the first time that shit happened like 10 years before I was born. But they played that shit on NBC or something, and all those little kids in front of that shit.
Everybody
next day, Mike. Everybody had a sock on this shit trying to slap across. Mm-hmm. That shit was iconic. I don't think Chris Brown, as great as he is when he was that young, but when he came in the game, he ain't had shit that was iconic.
It's just like they were saying.
Crumpet was that shit.
They were saying, you remember for a while, they were saying Chris Brown to beat Usher in the verse. Usher bagged deep as fuck.
Usher bagged deep as fuck, bro.
Think about how long Usher been around, man. That's a Usher fact. Got some songs, I guarantee you ain't heard them bitches in some years.
That's why I think.
If that shit come on right now, Steel everybody knows what I'm saying.
I think everybody know that. But this is the thing about that verse, bro. And this is shit that's go the same thing with Lil Wayne and 50 Cent. Lil Wayne feature bag is fucking crazy.
Oh.
Chris Brown got a bigger feature bag than Usher.
Well, Chris Brown fucked with a lot of people though.
Yeah. But and then I think that's two different generations, really. Like Usher, early 90s, or not mid, late 90s. And then like niggas had the thing that had Usher over a lot of artists is that nigga kept the same people. Jermaine Dupri writing for him, Brian Cox, Chris Brown, Scatterbrain with his writers.
Yeah, nigga, yeah.
He writes some shit, and then he went to the rapping shit. Usher ain't never go to rapping like that. So, my name is U-S-H-E-R.
Everybody sang this shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I
only rappers.
I'm sweet breeze, it ain't heavy.
But I think that's going to depend on That's gonna be a really subjective versus.
I don't think it should be
because it's a lot of people that fuck with Usher that don't fuck with Chris Brown just because the age difference. And then it's vice versa.
Man, music is so crazy. Like, if you can relate to it, you know what I'm saying? It's me now. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I wasn't trying to relate to a lot of shit. It was like, oh, this shit sounds good.
Who do you think got more white fans? Good. Usher or Chris Brown?
That's deep. Because Chris just posted a video.
Yeah.
Did you see that shit? Yeah. But
I didn't know that because he couldn't go over Europe that much.
But you don't think Usher had the same effect over there?
I think he had. I don't think he will in the photo.
I think he will. But
then you got to
realize
Usher, oh, well, Chris Brown dropped a lot of when that, what they call that shit? EDM?
Yeah.
When all that fist pumping music out, he stayed on that fucking scene. Him and Neo.
That's how they like really crossed over.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Usher had came
they
home for
the white people.
Baby tonight, DJ Dallas. Man, I'm white folks. Dance. Ecstasy and cocaine white folks in the club, sweat and shit. Dance. Motherfuckers dance like this. Yeah, but so.
Have you ever been in one of them clubs?
Shit, yeah.
That shit's some wild shit though, boy.
I
walked in that bitch and
I wish that music was still hard.
It was a club in Texas, bro, and it had three levels to it. Mind you, the nigga level was at the bottom. I'll give him. But you know, that's where all the rapping shit is, but real faintly you can hear the
that shit just match your heart.
So look, they like, hey, let's check the second floor out. And that's the floor with all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I kid you not, this bitch was packed out. They got bitches on swings, motherfucking blue lights and black lights going.
Bitches dancing like that.
Yeah, like bitches out they body and that motherfucker. I'm like, I know there's some cocaine on the tray somewhere going around this motherfucker. But the top floor was a real elegant floor, you know what I'm saying? It was like, shit, level two is where you want to be around this bitch.
I went to a club like that when I went to New Orleans. And they had a club like that around here. Probably around here, like in 2012, 2013, some shit. I popped in them, and I was high. And if you ain't heard one of them, when I went in there, I seen why EDM was so fucking popular.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you heard that shit while you was high, and you heard Black Eyed Peas in that bitch, you heard that. That bro, that shit fuck you up. Your body just follow. Like, when they be talking about the frequencies and shit, that shit take over you,
blowing that whistle.
I felt like I was floating in that bitch. Like, it was that Neo song, bro. Neo and Pitbull. I forgot what the fucking song was. Bro. But man, they were playing that shit. And it was like the breakdown. Nigga, I felt like I was just floating above the ground, dude, when that shit came on. I'm hard up dancing.
This is some crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit. 1984. Nike hoped to make 3 million in Jordan sales over 4 years. 2022. Nike generates 3 million in Jordan sales every 5 hours.
Yeah. Damn. That nigga, bro. Damn. I'll never be no other Jordans.
I don't think so. That's like, I was on the site the other day. KD, what, got 15 fucking shows out? 15, maybe 16? Yeah,
the first.
Like, I had no clue he had like that many.
Three of them bitches is good.
Yeah, like I had no clue he had that many.
Hell yeah. I only fuck with them. I want to find them bitches. Nah, I think that KD6s and KD5s, where they had the peanut butter and jelly, mm-hmm. some nut pearls and all that shit. And Wale got me on them bitch. He used to wear them bitches out.
Wale really, it just made me think about that Wale. A helicopter. He was talking about my gear, a helicopter, so I could be way flying and all.
Yeah, oh shit. I used to know dress like that nigga. So I remember I seen a picture, that nigga had the copper phone posits on, and phone posits weren't hitting in Louisiana like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga had the coppers on, and he had a black and brown, what they call it, lumberjack shirt,
mm-hmm.
with a black. Man, this nigga tweet.
That shit blew up overnight.
That like, nigga just put that shit on. He put that shit on for sure.
That's one of my favorite orders, though, OG. Yeah. I played his whole album. That's a fucking 7-hour drive, my boy.
Fuck with that nigga.
I got my whole ass was gone by the time I made it to that motherfucker with my shit.
Man, you ain't
got
to say everything.
You ever seen Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
Remember they crashed toward the end, and they had them going in slow motion. They can say, man! That was me getting out of the car after that 7-hour drive.
That shit was ridiculous, man. I don't know how the fuck they got away with that movie, bro.
That's my God. Shit there, boy.
That nigga was blackface. Nobody said shit about shit.
It. That nigga's invited to the barbecue.
He is, though.
Like, you know he's
supposed to.
In real life.
Now I'm sitting there told. Get some crawfish, hey.
Bro, I ain't never watched a Ben Stiller movie until that.
Really?
I can't name a Ben Stiller movie.
Oh, you tweaking.
I'm like, who the fuck is this monkey looking at? They're like, nah, this Ben Stiller. He did a lot of movies. Never seen one. They tried to put me on the one where he was smiling.
Oh, Zoolander.
I watched it like this the whole time.
You tweaking, bro. Right.
You know what's crazy? But
not Meet the Fockers, none of that shit.
Man, that's
what's the shit he did with him and Eddie Murphy? Is it the Tower? You might want to check that shit out. That shit funny, bro.
I never knew this nigga was even
Tower Heist. That's what it's called. Tower Heist.
I never knew this nigga was even an actor.
This is my shit.
Oh, look at that.
Bro.
They gonna cancel your ass.
He don't look like a monkey.
I don't get them vibes, bro.
From Ben Stiller. Now you put any Will Ferrell movie in front of me, I'm gonna laugh my ass off. Not any. Okay, he did some Sherlock Holmes shit. I had to turn that shit off.
I don't think I ever seen him shit.
But Step Brothers,
the shit he did
old school
with Kev, and a nigga put that knife on his ass.
Yeah,
what was that? Hard Time? Yeah, let me get that knife from. Yeah. I keyed
it. Yeah. Boy, that shit had me rolling. I was supposed to see that. What else came? What came out with? Talladega Nights, bro.
Yeah, that's my
shit. Man, Step
Brothers. Yeah,
Step Brothers.
Forever. Akia Columbia and Bam Bam tuck tape under your car.
Bro, that nigga. Dear little baby Jesus. Jesus, a man.
That nigga said 7 pounds, 6 ounces, baby. That was
fun. I like to think of him as a baby.
That nigga said, Grandpa, be it's like spider monkey.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Bro, hey, Grandma fucked them kids up, though.
That shit, bro. Well, that nigga got his bitch took by his best friend and he came out. Yeah. What do you mean? That nigga took his bitch and said, hey, I want you to straighten up because you're going to be my best man. No, I'm not. Is anybody in this house going mad? That thing was funny, bro. Yeah, I don't know. What kind of thing? That's my nigga right there, Shaq. Listen.
Yeah, he ate on this shit too.
Man, that nigga had a song, bro, that I thought this dude, Gold Link.
Yeah.
Had a song with Jasmine Sullivan. I just knew that bitch was gonna go hard.
Did not.
I'm sorry, irritated me, though. Irritated. Fuck out. He rapped like that on all his songs. How he rapped on him? I thought I could listen to that shit for a whole hour. Could not. Switched it up.
Oh no.
I liked him. He fucked up that jazz. That's tough. Y'all hot.
That Kokomo freestyle.
They fucked me up. Definitely
great.
Which one? What else he did? He did a Cut It freestyle. When he got his chain snatched. You heard that shit?
I don't even know about these niggas.
Man.
He got his chain snatched.
Chocolate.
Oh no, I ain't talking about Shaq. I'm talking about Shaq Lizzy. Go fucking hard. I'm talking about
Goldie. Oh, okay.
I fuck with Shaq
Lizzy. This nigga here too.
Oh my god.
And this nigga a battle rap. Like, this nigga really be rapping. Like, this nigga really can rap. Okay.
Every time I listen to him, I want to smoke.
This album here though? This album here was tough.
I got over late because the nigga had his feet on. I want to live a real bell.
Definitely.
Yeah, somebody told me Cocaine Bell was like the best movie that came out this year.
That shit funny as fuck, G.
Have you watched it?
That shit really good, man.
Somebody told me that was the best movie
that
came
out. That shit was really good. And look, they was talking shit. The dude that's in it, he been doing stand-up comedy. I don't know if y'all, he went viral, like maybe a few years ago. He was the dude talking about the IKEA shit. Like, you walk in the store, and he's like, every time I order online, you know, the shit's never here. He's like, maybe you should stop fucking ordering online. You know, like, he was going off with the videos and shit. I think LeBron had reposted that shit at one point. But he real popular, and he started doing stand-up comedy. But he get fucked up in the movie. He's the reason why I wanted to check it out. And it's a lot of people in that movie. Ice Cube's son in that movie. What's the nigga that be saying? She.
I don't know that from The Wire.
She.
That nigga.
He in the movie.
That's like Farouk Damn. That's just this shit. Damn. Hey,
the way that shit started off, bro, man. Then it's based on a true story. Like,
yeah, I heard
this shit. That man was fucking him up too, bro.
Dude, have y'all watched Creed 3? Everybody in here watch Creed 3?
Not yet.
Fuck y'all, man. You watching Cocaine Bell, but you ain't watched Creed 3 yet, nigga?
I watched Cocaine Bell on a site. I'm gonna watch Creed 3 on that same site. I think Creed 3 just hit. Amazon first.
It just
hit Prime. You can rent it or buy it, but I'm gonna see if they got it on HD and stuff.
No, did y'all see it? I said my nigga Mage just out here. He ain't know he wanted to move.
Man, they released his
lawyer.
His lawyer released some text messages that got him out of this shit.
Is he out of it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, what happened?
They were saying
what?
That she was sick.
He beat a bitch up.
They allegedly. But that's so crazy that everybody flipped on him that thing.
But the thing is, though, like, I don't.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Why?
Nigga, that's nigga, that's happened to every single person.
I don't do that shit.
Oh my God. Here we go with this. I'm a unicorn, but I'm a competitor. Nigga.
What?
Everybody ain't you.
Okay.
IUD Destroyer. You're a fucking Optimus Prime. We know you ain't finna do this. Okay, you put a do-rag over your beard when you go to sleep at night. Every night you do that. You got a beard bonnet at the crib.
When I go to sleep at the crib, it should be stuck to my face. That's why I got to pick it up.
We just talking about regular
carry-on
media searches following people.
they for sure, especially a nigga, they will turn their back on you so fast. They did on his ass. I think Marvel was like,
he invested this.
He gonna be in it. I think they searched for somebody else. No, that was a joke. Not bad. Somebody put up.
Yeah, yeah. He did.
They cut away with Jonathan Majors and they signed Jonathan Minor. And
then he gonna be in Moonlight.
Yeah. I ain't finish it. I need to finish.
Sometimes that should be taking too long to like build up, dog.
That, but that's why I don't watch the shit like soon as it come out.
Yeah,
I let all the episodes come out. It's like Snowfall. I ain't seen the last.
You put me on that John Cena shit. On HBO Max.
Suicide.
But he was in Suicide. Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker, yeah.
That shit popped off immediately.
That shit was funny.
That's what I like. Shit that's going to pop off. If I don't know the story already, don't pop it off. I don't need to
have that's going to be on the writer's and director.
The sixth episode origin.
But that's how Disney Plus gets you. Like, with that all shit that irritate, shit. Bro. Hey, y'all ever realize fire in Disney movie somebody die in that bitch? Immediately.
That's right.
Bambi. Find the Nemo.
I watched that.
Lion King.
I just watched that.
All this shit. Somebody dies immediately in all these movies. Come on now.
Come on. I watched Princess of Prom. Who died in Princess of Prom?
The daddy.
I thought he was dead when the movie started.
No. Like he died when she got grown or in between some of them. What's the one
that he was in the beginning of the movie and then flash forward to her being grown? He ain't done no more.
That's my favorite little Anderson ever. What the fuck 50 Cent go play when he played as Mini Man? That shit real.
Niggas gonna say
Mini. They don't say the fuck. My bad.
Yeah,
my bad, 50.
Yeah, niggas gonna say Mini.
Somebody said
50 got some shit because once they drop that biscuit in my car, I'm on that.
When 50,
I got no pickup.
50 go drop a bunch. How many cuts? I just say 20.
That ain't gonna drop all 20 of them. It's over with.
Well, that's, you remember how the Jeezy shit went? If Jeezy could have just did his first whole album.
Bro, niggas actually saying
Jeezy lost. Niggas, yeah. Yeah, niggas. I know they're standing on. They like disrespect
y'all
versus
sucking Gucci
music.
Dick.
This nigga had anthem after anthem. I had realized, I'm like, bro, it's probably not another black rapper that got this many anthems. Like, fucking hood. Like, this nigga ain't have to sing a song.
The like, only song Jesus I didn't know Jesus did was one of the mixtape songs. I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Every one he rung off. I'm on social media. Man, Gucci whooping his ass.
Cause he was disrespected. Yeah, that's what they like, you know?
I like these in-house made ass songs. You can tell the difference in production and all that. This nigga had Just Blaze, Swiss Beats, and even Shorty Red Beats. Sounded like some shit that should have been played. And Gucci came on. Get this. Little ass iPad made music out of here. Gucci made out of there. That shit wasn't it. I want to.
Don't sleep on Guwop, though.
I fucking go off. Him and Baby, the Baby and 21 Savage just dropped a little song called 06 Gucci. That shit go hard. I just listened to it. But he ain't fucking with no G's.
I don't think nobody beat Wayne like that.
Nah.
It's only one.
That's going to be tough.
It's only one.
That's going to be tough.
That nigga mad, to be honest.
That's going to be tough.
The more
I sit down and speculate on that, that's going to be tough. Really?
If you just go album cuts, hold go spank Wayne.
Can't because Wayne across genres, mixtape the mixtape Weezy is fucking defeat.
You don't think Jay-Z cross genres?
He times up.
Him and Linkin Park dropped the album.
That shit was cold.
Come on. And Linkin Park is big to white folks.
Still
niggas.
I'm on both sides of the fence on this. But I don't like the
I'm not saying he go whoop him.
Yeah, the Louisiana NBA.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know how New York niggas say,
yeah,
you know, they biased?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm biased when it comes to Wayne, bro. Like,
that's for sure. I'm the same way. That's my favorite rapper ever.
At the same time, I know Wayne and you so much, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Shit. Fuck Jay-Z, right?
do you think Wayne will beat Kanye?
Oh no.
Bro, Kanye got some fucking
Kanye got some shit.
Kanye got some.
Cause I'm let still, me jump in.
I'm
let
still
me
biased. Jump
over hole. Oh, yeah, I'm still biased. See, I'm not biased with that. I love both of them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And you know what?
They be skipping over Ye to get the hole.
I'm gonna tell you, cause that's crazy shit. I was listening to Watch the Throne today.
Man, listen.
Jay-Z got that, dog.
Kanye got some lines on that bitch. Just how he coming in. When that nigga came with that LOLO white America, that shit down.
Bro,
even Otis.
Oh, Hove got that.
Man.
Nigga. Now people might
that
not,
whole album?
Yeah.
I don't think Hove. I don't think Hove
got with Beyonce on them.
I don't think Hove gonna come out of this bag, but Hove got Kales.
Bro, that shit was hard.
I'm
telling you,
Hov got a bag
on. No doubt, bro. No doubt. I'm telling y'all, I was just calling my brother about that excuse. What? No, it wasn't excuse. Was it excuse me, miss?
Yeah.
The fucking let the fish burn. I called that nigga. I was in traffic when that shit came out. I was young. That nigga said, "Fucking let the fish burn." Red or blue pill, you live or you work.
Hey, nigga, why this nigga eating like this?
Bro. He talking about the Matrix.
Look, then I'm in a, where the fuck I was at? Where the fuck was I at? An old ass whole song came on that I ain't thought about in a long time, but that shit had me in trouble. And I know
what
you like.
Everything, but
I'm like, God damn.
Fuck that song up like
this. I fucked up,
baby. Baby, you love, baby, you like.
Yeah,
oh, he was going off on that.
Damn, that nigga had some cuts. Then he got his album with Beyonce.
It was girls.
Girls,
hey, I didn't think that album with Beyonce was supposed to be that tough.
That shit,
I'm gonna tell you the cut that hit me in the chokehold, bro. Friends.
I already know.
Dog. What's the other one?
Even if the house burning. What's fuck it? We ain't leaving.
What's the other one? I think that was the one that 50 Cent sound like golf music.
Magna.
Cole. No, not that one. Not that one. Not man. But that cut he had with JT on that bitch. When that bitch come home, he was.
That's the only one. Dude.
Holy Grail.
Could have kept that shit. That's the one where I just said Magna Carta.
Damn, it got Family Feud on it. That's the one.
That's nigga. We just talked about that.
That's the one Beyonce. Yeah. Okay. Still same. But that nigga said, he said something about you ain't got the tool. I'm trying to fix you. It's just some simple shit. You know what I'm saying?
My favorite whole album is the title to American Gangster. Oh, oh, oh.
American Gangster was it, boy. Niggas sleep on American Gangster, bro.
Well,
and for that to go with that movie, you gotta be a cold ass nigga, bro.
That's one of my favorite movies, too, though, dude.
What?
And one of the best Anthony Hamilton songs was on that album.
Oh, American Gangster?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, movie.
Man, soundtrack. That is my cut.
Shit.
When that shit come on, you know what song she talking about?
You know, I hated that nigga, bro.
Really?
I hated that nigga. I heard.
I'm about
song.
To go put that shit on.
I heard
this album here too.
I heard they, that's an underrated. I hate
all Wale shit is underrated to me, man.
I'm saying hate him.
Niggas be sleep on Wale, bro.
That's so one of the most underrated artists ever.
3 days, 3 hours. My God.
That's one of the most underrated niggas.
Woo.
Him and my boy Big Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Love on, bro.
Yeah, he slept on him for sure. Especially since he got away from Ye. That last album so fucking slept on that he dropped with Hit-Boy.
Yeah.
I was so mad at that shit. Even him and Jhené Aiko album, 2088, that shit had me in a chokehold, like Undertaker.
That nigga said some shit, but like one of the coldest songs was that Paradise Sky? Some shit in Paradise that he dropped, but his dad just talking at the end. That nigga said life is a feeling process. I done said that shit on him before, but boy, that song stick with me every day.
Yeah. That nigga underrated though.
Oh, man, what else y'all got before we get too deep in this, bro? Because I'm already lit. That nigga said it too. All right, man. Zen Master, what you got, bro?
Well,
like that.
This one.
No, I was
Miss Brown.
Think of something we were talking about in the chat, but I can't remember.
Nigga, I'm trying to get up out of here.
Oh, what my bad. That's why what we got, nigga. I said outro.
That's why I said you got anything else, Zen Master?
No. Shut your fucking mouth.
This nigga here, bro.
Hey, man. Tomorrow, y'all have a dicky day.
Miss Mariah.
Make sure your dick is dicky.
Please, please get this.
This nigga got hoochie daddy shut up. Dick dicky.
Hoochie daddy alert.
Yeah, it's over.
Every time I got in the car here, hoochie daddy shut up, I let all the ones down. And I drove off, and I would have my shade on, and I would say, hoochie daddy, what?
Oh, my.
And white people thought,
man,
I was crazy.
What the fuck wrong with you, man?
Thank y'all for listening to another episode of these.
Oh, like, that's going to be the next show. Like, what the fuck is wrong with Kyle? Make sure we put that.
Hey, Ricky, we famous yet?
Hey, Jay, play that track.